Doan, have you ever met Doan?
Hi,
this is Ryan. Doan is the head of our Innovation Council. You what? Oh, I know.
Are we ready? Okay. All right. Well, good morning. I think we'll go ahead and get started. We're at DuPont Pioneer today to talk about Iowa's bioscience industry. And it's long been one of our state's strengths, beginning with George Washington Carver and Henry Wallace and their work on crop genetics. Right now, about 1,260 entities are working to commercialize Iowa's bioscience innovations. Our state has experienced immense growth in the bioscience industry. We've seen large facility expansions from global leaders like DuPont Pioneer and POET, and we've also seen a critical mass of bioscience companies and research institutions in Iowa pushing industry growth in the pharmaceutical and animal health sectors. Our state's three public universities are known worldwide for their research capabilities in plant, animal, and human biosciences. But you know, they take it a step further, offering research incubator facilities that take research from the lab into the real world. Iowa companies are beneficiaries in innovating and making a global impact. And biosciences has a tremendous impact on our economy, with 36% more employment in the biosciences arena sector than the national average. These are also good paying jobs with salaries averaging just under $68,000. And the bottom line really is biosciences are critical to Iowa's current and future economic success. And that's why today's announcement is so important. Thanks to the Iowa Economic Development Authority and the Iowa Innovation Council, we now have a new roadmap for our biosciences future. The Iowa Innovation Council is an advisory group made up of business leaders. So not only do they have their day jobs running Iowa's top businesses, but they also give their time and their talent to ensure that Iowa has a focused plan to achieve success. The Iowa Economic Development Authority and the Innovation Council commissioned Tech Economy Partners to take a look at Iowa's economic development roadmap. This is our third biosciences report. We have a baseline report that was done in 2004 and a progress report that was done in 2011. But because the biosciences evolved so rapidly, the Economic Development Authority and the Innovation Council decided it was time for another assessment. Over the past year and a half, Techonomy researchers have been working to answer three questions. What are Iowa's existing and emerging bioscience research core competencies? Which bioscience sectors in the state are seeing those core competencies translate into commercial activity and competitive technology platforms? And what strategies can help us capitalize on these opportunities for bioscience-based economic development? Based on our core competencies, the report identified four platforms as the future of Iowa's bioscience development, and they are medical devices and software as a medical device, bio-based chemicals, precision and digital agriculture, vaccines, and immunotherapeutics. These are platforms where Iowa has an advantage and where there is just so much potential. So before I invite Lieutenant Governor to the podium for more on the report, I want to acknowledge Doan Chillicothe. Doan is not only the Director of Applied Science and Technology at DuPont Pioneer, but he also chairs the Iowa Innovation Council. So I want to take this moment to personally thank you and for all the members on the Innovation Council for all the great work that you've done. We're certainly grateful to that dedication. And with that, I would turn it over to Lieutenant Governor Adam Gray. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor Reynolds, and I'd also like to thank IEDA and the Innovation Council for spearheading this effort. By having industry undertake this research, we're able to gain a unique perspective on our economic development efforts. Like the governor mentioned, Iowa needs a focused plan to achieve success. Releasing Techonomy's biosciences report today is an important way to help our state develop a blueprint for achieving our goals. Over the past year and a half, Techonomy researchers examined Iowa's current position and compared it with the rest of the nation. The report also represents analysis of Iowa's bioscience core competencies and prioritizes attractive opportunities for further bioscience development in the state. Finally, the report gives strategic recommendations for developing bioscience among traditionally independent entities in Iowa. As Governor Reynolds said, those four core competencies again are medical devices and software as a medical device, bio-based chemicals, precision and digital agriculture, and vaccines and immunotherapeutics. So the question is, how do we capitalize on these competitive advantages? The report makes four recommendations in terms of strategies. That's establishing a public-private Iowa Biosciences Development Center, increasing capital available for investment in bioscience companies, ensuring continued legislative support for the innovation ecosystem we're creating in Iowa, and improving connectivity and collaboration between stakeholders in each of the focused bioscience development platforms. The task ahead is significant, but what we now have is a focused roadmap to guide us and the potential to achieve something transformational. So at this time, I'd like to invite Doan Chilcote to the podium. Again, he's the chair of the Iowa Innovation Council. Doan.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank the governor and lieutenant governor for being here today and for their commitment to economic growth based on innovation. I'd also like to thank Debbie Durham and IEDA for their commitment to this topic. As the chair of the Iowa Innovation Council, I'd like to start by explaining the role of the council in helping to support innovation and economic development. The Iowa Innovation Council is an industry-led advisory council for the IEDA. It's composed of business leaders who work with representatives from Iowa's universities, community colleges, and government to advise the IEDA on how to support entrepreneurship and commercialization. Our belief is that innovation is a necessary part of economic development, and the future of Iowa's economy depends on it. One of the ways that we provide advice is to conduct industry research and then to prepare reports for the governor, for IEDA, and the legislature. We decided to develop this report because we perceived a need for a fresh and integrated perspective on biosciences in Iowa and what can be done to grow it. We sought to understand Iowa's unique assets in the area of biosciences, as well as the overall opportunity landscape. Our thinking was that IEDA should focus on the intersection of Iowa's strengths and market opportunities. This overlap is where we want to develop strategies that are focused around optimally leveraging technology, talent, and capital. The Techonomy Iowa Bioscience Development Report that we're here to release today is the most extensive and in-depth industry study the council has undertaken since its inception in 2010. This report is the result of more than 12 months of research, analysis, and meetings with key bioscience stakeholders. One of the required deliverables for this report was a strategy and action plan for implementation. Technology-based economic development is an approach employed by states to create a business climate and to enable an environment where an economy based on innovation and technology can thrive. The essential building blocks for building a tech-based economy are a research base that generates new knowledge, mechanisms for transferring this knowledge to the marketplace, an entrepreneurial culture, sources of risk capital, and a technically skilled workforce. As the bioscience strategies and actions were developed, we worked hard to ensure that sufficient attention was given to strengthening the overall bioscience ecosystem in Iowa. What we see is an environment where biosciences can continue to offer great promise for science and technology-based economic development, but also an environment where competition is going to be stiff. Navigating towards future success in the bioscience development environment is going to require a commitment within Iowa to follow in a competitive development strategy and action plan. It's critical that Iowa acts on this opportunity. We must do this. It's now my pleasure to introduce IEDA Director Debbie Durham. Director Durham will provide an overview of what this report means in terms of economic development.
Great. Thank you, Doan. Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you, Governor and Lieutenant Governor, for making this rollout a priority for your administration. And thank you, Doan. I have to tell you, not only am I thanking Doan for his leadership, but also for your counsel and expertise. And the thing you're going to learn about Doan when he speaks, everyone hushes and listens. So thank you for leading these efforts. And I also want to thank all the members of the Iowa Innovation Council who are here today, particularly the Bioscience Work Group, for volunteering so much of your time to steer these innovation efforts. Sarah, I see you here, and I just am very grateful for that. As director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, I'm proud to serve the state of Iowa, where government, business, and academia really do work together to develop policy and solve issues. Our job at IEDA is to use the comprehensive data, the analysis of economic trends, and the in-depth exploration of best practices to identify policies and programs that we can put in place to move toward the ultimate goal, strengthening Iowa's economic and community vitality by building partnerships and leveraging our resources. The recent passage of our renewable chemical production tax credit is yet one example of how we've been able to ensure that our strong targeted traded clusters can continue to scale and create wealth. Driven by Iowa's industry leaders, the Techonomy Report provides a great value through the analysis of data alone. It is important to know and document how we have done compared to our benchmark stakes and how we compare to the nation and to the globe. Michael Porter, a Harvard economist, has said, "Strategy 101 is about choices. You can't be all things to all people." And I always figure that out. We play to our strengths and we approach economic development in a very strategic way. This study is all about having the data and the analysis and focus we need to do that very thing. As Doan stated, innovation is imperative to our future economic prosperity. This report provides not only IEDA, but also economic developers, policymakers, industry leaders, Board of Regents around our state with a resource and, more importantly, a call to action for developing our bioscience industry strategy. Our ability to compete on a global stage depends on our ability to generate and support discoveries and developments that strengthen our competitive advantages and spurs new innovation and business. Some of the platforms identified through the Techonomy report should not be a surprise to any of us, particularly due to our preeminent position in agriculture and manufacturing. And individually, the strategies and recommendations may seem inconsequential, but executed together and collectively, we can transform Iowa's economy and make sure we are positioned globally competitive for our future. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Durham. And I want to again thank the Iowa Economic Development Authority and the Innovation Council for their great work on this and Techonomy for their role in doing the assessment. And with that, we'll open it up to questions on this topic.
What is this Iowa Bioscience Development Center? How would it be funded? Where would it be located?
Let me take that.
Well, it's one of the strategies, so I think it's just been identified, and so now the group will be able to come together and work through all of those questions, Kay, that you just asked, and you, unless you want to add something to that, Debbie.
Yeah, let me do that. Correct. So the next year, we're actually going to be building out the infrastructure, and then we're actually going to be going through our deep assessments, not only at the universities and with the Board of Regents, but within our organization, how we reutilize assets that we already have. So that's part of the process for the next year. There's not going to be a financial ask for the legislature this year.
I think that's what we've done when we've looked at a lot
Correct.
Of these initiatives.
Correct.
It's not about creating new program, but it's more about realigning and taking advantage of the strengths that we already
Absolutely.
Have in place.
What ideas do you have for raising capital?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, sure.
You're doing that.
Yes, correct. So one of the things that the report, and I would really encourage you, because you know we provided an executive summary, to go online and read the entire report. One of the areas that we have seen that we're not doing as well as we can is drawing down venture capital and attracting venture capital to Iowa. So we have a strategy in place this next year, and actually this is going to involve the governor and lieutenant governor. So like we travel the state and we do calls on CEOs and site selectors around the country, we're going to do the same thing with venture funds that align with our platforms, to let them know what's happening in Iowa and the great opportunities. At the same time, what we're going to do is take some of our innovation funds that we already have, the demonstration fund, proof of concepts, and we're going to right-size those, if you will, to make sure it can support some of these medical platforms, particularly the biomedical that we're working with the University of Iowa. And so that's going to be part of the strategy, is this really reaching out and telling this Iowa story to those key venture funds.
Governor, are you aware of recent layoffs here in Vermont? And I'm wondering what
just one second. Are there any more questions on this topic? Let's just make sure that we've answered all of them, okay?
Okay. All right, then we're done.
Thank you. Thanks. Well, every day we're working on what we can do to create a better business environment and make sure that we can find ways to continue to grow the economy. You know, right now we're looking for opportunities. The bioscience industry is a great opportunity for us to build on our natural resources and to look for value-added opportunities for agriculture, for precision, with precision agriculture, big data, medical. I mean, so there was four areas that they were taking a look at, increasing trade. So we're continually looking for opportunities that we can provide new markets, add value to the commodities that we produce in this state, the renewable fuel standard, to be able to fight for that and make sure that we have a robust renewable fuel standard so that we can continue to provide opportunities in the renewable fuels industry is another area that we've been fighting for so that we can continue to do everything we can to grow the economy in Iowa. And that's what we're going to continue to focus on. Workforce is another big piece of that. We want to make sure that we're getting Iowans the skills that they need to fill the jobs that are available today as well as the jobs of tomorrow.
Are you bullish on DuPont's future?
They have been yes, we are so proud to have them in the state. They've been a true partner. We appreciate the great corporate partner that they are and what they've done to help grow the economy. These are great jobs, and we're going to continue that partnership and look for opportunities where we can expand and grow and help drive especially the ag economy. It's been very fragile with 3 years of depressed commodity prices, so we're fighting every day to look for opportunities to grow that market, to add value, and continue to turn that around. We're starting to see land prices come back, so we just need to continue to be diligent in providing new opportunities. And I honestly think that with the announcement that we are announcing this morning is an opportunity to do just that.
Governor, DHS had planned to implement rules on safe storage of firearms in child care centers, and they withdrew those rules last week after your office contacted them about it. Do you have specific concerns about those rules, and do you think the state should be regulating?
Well, first of all, you know, there's a process that we go through, so we want to make sure that we're following the same process for everybody. I think there was some concern that we wanted to make sure that we had all stakeholders at the table and were involved in the discussion. And we also wanted to make sure that, you know, the rural community, we wanted to make sure that the rural committee was the right place for that, that maybe this was an issue that would be better addressed from a legislative perspective. So they're looking at all of those and working through that process and making sure that we follow the same process that we do for all rules and regulations that go before the ARC committee.
Do you think there should be rules about that?
Well, I think we're going to discuss that. I think we want to make sure that we bring all stakeholders to the table. We haven't done that. We want to make sure that we're looking at it from all perspectives and then decide if maybe that's something that should go through the rules process or maybe that's something that should be addressed from a legislative perspective. But that's the conversation that we were going to have. And that it's my understanding that that hadn't happened, and so that's why that they pulled that. So we'll take that next step, go through that, and then they'll make the decision from there. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it was a healthy conversation. We still have a lot of work to do, so we're going to continue to advocate on behalf of modernizing NAFTA. It would be devastating. My comments to, we were able to meet with Secretary Wilbur Ross, Ambassador Lighthizer, Vice President Pence, and Secretary Perdue. And so just to talk about the fragile ag economy that we have in Iowa and how this would be devastating to Midwest farmers and the rural economy, and that their intentions is to hold ag harmless. But the fact of the matter is whenever we talk about pulling out, commodity prices are affected immediately, and that we will be one of the first casualties that we'll see. So we're going to hold them accountable. We're going to continue to have the conversations. We'll probably continue to meet with them. I know the staff out there is meeting with Lighthizer. So it was a healthy discussion. We continued to talk about the opportunities for modernizing, but not pulling out. And the other opportunity was, as we look at tax reform at the federal level, the point that we made is we could potentially lose all of the opportunity that we'll see from that with the uncertainty that it would bring from the investment community with if we would withdraw from NAFTA. So we're going to continue the conversations. We're going to continue to advocate on behalf of modernizing, but it was a good discussion, but we still have work to do. Well, I think, you know, I said to him, if you think I can control Iowa farmers, I mean, there's a lot of angst out there. They are, you know, their incomes have been diminished. They're struggling. They're trying, thank goodness, with the help of companies like DuPont, we're able to continue to yield more on a smaller footprint, and we're continuing to have record yields. And so I just indicated to him that they're feeling the pressure and they're concerned. And if you think they're going to stand down and just let this be a negotiating tactic, they're not. You're going to hear from me and you're going to hear from Iowa farmers about the impact that this would have on the ag economy, not only in Iowa, but in the Midwest and across this country. And it's serious. And so I don't think we can say that enough. That this is impacting lives, this is impacting individuals, and it's across the board, because our manufacturing companies would be also hurt by that. Also, one in five jobs are attributed to our ability